So before we start learning tonight, tonight's shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmose of Reb Kalman ben Reb Mordechai, Zichron Levrocha. The Yortzeit is tonight, so the Torah we learn should be Le'ilui Nishmose, and he should be a Meles Yosha for his wonderful family, and they should all know Simcha and Nachas La'orech Yomim. So tonight we will be discussing a very interesting topic and a very relevant topic that has a source in this week's parasha. So we spoke many times about the Machloikis Rambam and Ramban regarding Mitzvah's Tefillah. According to the Rambam, Chayev Odom Lehespalal B'Kol Yoim, and that's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. As the Rambam makes clear in the very first Halacha in Hilchos Tefillah, and also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Hei. And the Rambam's opinion is based on the Gemara and Tanis of Beis Amud Aleph, La'avdoi b'chol avavchem, ezu avodah shebelev, what is avodah shebelev? Zut filo. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban says, well, there is such a Gemara, but that's not accepted ruling. And the Rambam's understanding and interpretation of the posuk la'avdoi b'chol avavchem, the Ramban writes, that's one of the mitzvahs ha'klolios, one of the general precepts, general mitzvahs. And la'avdoi b'chol avavchem refers not to one specific mitzvah, but to the entirety of Torah. All your avodas Hashem, the tefillahs that you daven, the Torah that you learn, the mitzvahs that you perform, whether it's a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lo taseh, everything should be with kavona shleim ver'uya l'shem shemayim, and it is a general mitzvah. The Ramban does write, if we would agree that tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, maybe when there's a tzoras rabim. And that is what we learn from another sugi in this week's parsha, the mitzvah of chatzoitzes. V'hoyu kisovei melchoma al arzachem v'hara oisem b'chatzoitzes. And that is two entire prokam b'mesechet Tanis. When there is a plague or a bitzoret, what's a bitzoret in English?
A drought.
Then mis'anin umerian. So the Ramban says maybe that would be the source, that there's a mitzvah to daven b'shas sorah, but b'shas sorah's rabim. Tonight we will be discussing the mitzvah to daven tefillah al hacholim. Is there a separate mitzvah to daven al hacholim? Is it menatoyr, is it derabonon, or is it just chesed, general chesed? So I think the first time we find tefillah al hacholim is in this week's parsha. Ve'onan sar mi al oil, ve'hine Miriam mitzoras kesholeg, ve'yifen Aaron al Miriam, ve'hine mitzoras. And Miriam was a leper, and she had tzoras. And then Aaron turns to Moshe, do something about it. Al nu tehi kemeisa shebetzeisim erechem ima v'ya ochal chatzi besoroi. Ve'yitzak Moshe el Hashem, leimor eilno refo nolo. So Moshe davened to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should send the refuah shalem to Miriam. So would this be a source that there is a specific mitzvah to daven? So it cannot be a mitzvah mamish, definitely not a mitzvah d'oraisa, because this is only a sipur devorim. It's not a tzivui. This is what Moshe did. And Moshe obviously did many things, even though he wasn't mechuyev to do them. So it is definitely the right thing to do, because we find numerous sources in Chazal that we learn from Maasei Avos. We learn from Maasei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn from the giants of our past, from Moshe and Aaron. And from whom should we learn if not from our great Avos? But this would not be defined as a mitzvah, definitely not a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though we should learn from Moshe that that is the right thing to do. So in Sefer Chassidim, he brings another source, mitzvah l'espalal al hacholim, and he brings a source from Sefer Tehillim. In Kapitel Lamed Hei, Parsha Lamed Hei, Va'ani b'chaloisam levush yisak usfilosi el cheiki toshuv. So David HaMelech says, when I see them and they're in pain and suffering and desperation and they're ill, Va'ani b'chaloisam levush yisak. And the Gemara says in Brochas Davov, when you see a Talmud Chochem that is shori b'tzal, tzorech lachlois atzmai olov, and you need to feel his pain, and as if it would be your pain, and va'ani b'chaloisam levush yisak v'svilosi el cheiki soshuv. So the Sefer Chassidim brings a source from this perek in Tehillim, perek lamed hei, that one should be mischalal al hacholim. However, he makes an interesting comment based on a posuk in Sefer Shmuel, and he says you need to be mispalal on a choyle only if that choyle is nishma bekoyloi. You know, when you give him hadrocha and you give him musar and he accepts, it is then that you need to daven for him as well. As if this is a surface, you know, if he does what you demand and you demand that he is more stringent in his observance, if he's nishma bekoyloi, then you have a mitzvah to daven for him, which seems to be an interesting stipulation. So when you're dealing with a Novi, as was the case in Sefer Shmuel, and the Novi is also the Mechiach, and he has the responsibility of preaching to Klal Yisrael and giving them Musa. So there is logic to say, you know, when the Novi has what to say. The Novi is not only here to daven, the Novi is here to teach us how to conduct our affairs and how to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how to be serious in our observance of Mitzvah Hashem. So those that are adherent to the Navi's word, the Navi has a responsibility to daven for them. But when David HaMelech says, "Vani b'chaloisam levush yisak esvirosi al chay kishosef," that is probably a mitzvah on every individual. And would every individual have the responsibility or the privilege or the right to give musar and demand others to do what he dictates them to do? So this stipulation of the Sefer Hasidim probably isn't relevant only when you come to a Navi, or you come to a Godel Ador, or you come to a Tzaddik and you ask him to daven, and he gives you some zgulas and some things that you have to do to be zeichen at a Fuhr Shalema, then it's a two-way street, and you need to do what the Chochem tells you to do, and the Chochem bears the responsibility to daven for you. However, in the Rambam, and could I have a Rambam, the last chelik in Rambam, Rambam Shoiftim. So the Rambam in Hilchas Ovel, we have all the dinam of Gemilus Chasodim. And in Perek Yudalad, in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ovel, the Rambam gives us the halachas of Gemilus Chasodim Begufoi, and amongst the other halachas, also the dinam of Beker Choylem. So in Perek Yudalad, halacha Vav, when the Rambam teaches us the essence of Beker Choylem, we find a very interesting emphasis, a very interesting dogush. So on Perek Yudalad, Beker Choylem, mitzvah al hakol, afilo godel mavaker sakotin. It has nothing to do with COVID. You may be a very respectable person and a godel. Afilo godel mavaker sakotin, and Beker Choylem is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon all us. Umavakrim po'omim harbe b'yoyim, v'kolam oisef mishubach, u'belvad shelo yaturiach. And the Rambam goes on to say, "Kol mavakar esachol kili not lechod machol yoy, v'kol she'ein mavakar kilu shoyfech domim." And soon we will try to understand "kol she'ein mavakar esachol kilu shoyfech domim." That seems to be very harsh language. So in Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, "Hanechnas lavakar esachol lo yeshiv lo elga b'mitzvah v'lo elga b'safsa v'lo elga b'kisei." V'lo al mukum gavoya v'lo al malam merushoysav elo mezata v'yeshiv lamata merushoysav. So the Rambam says, so when you do Beker Choylem, so one of the fundamentals in the mitzvah of Beker Choylem, according to the Rambam, is you are here to daven for him, not just to say hello and not just to give him a good feeling, but Yevakesh olav rachamim v'yetze. And that is also in Shulchan Aruch. In Yoredei, Shin Lamed Hei, those are the halachas of Beker Choylem. Shin Lamed Hei, Siv Dalad, the Mechaber is Matik, the Loshon of the Rambam. Mevakesh olav rachamim v'yetze. And the Ramo goes to the extreme. And the Ramo says, Ve'im lo bikesh olav rachamim, lo kiye mitzvah zu. He doesn't have a mitzvah. And this is something people aren't aware of. When you come for Beker Choylem, it is not only a beautiful thing to do, it is part of the mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, Mevakesh olav rachamim v'yetze, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. And the Ramo goes to a greater extreme. And the Ramo writes, Im lo bikesh olav rachamim, lo kiyeh mitzvah zu. What is the source of the Ramo? Not the Rambam, but rather the Ramban. And that is the lotion of the Ramban in Torah Sa'odom. The Ramban says, if you do Beker Choylem, v'loy Beker Sholov rachamim, lo kiyem mitzvah zu. And in the tour in Simin Shin Lamed Hay, that's my diak in the tour. I think it's mashma in the tour that the ikar mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is levakash ulav lachemim, because the formulation of the tour writes, mitzvah gedolah levakar esecholah shemet toich kach yevakash ulav lachemim. Why is it such an important mitzvah? Shemet toich kach yevakash ulav lachemim. And what does the tour mean? I mean, you could have it for a cholim even if you don't go to visit him. I mean, most of us have a list of cholim. And I daven every day, and every Shem Moines, I have some cholim that I daven for. I don't have very long lists, because then it loses its essence. But people that ask me to daven for them, for their loved ones, for very close people, so we all daven for cholim. So why is it necessary to be mevake cholim to daven for him? So it is human nature, and the Ramban also stresses it in Torah Sa'odom. When you see a person in pain, it touches your heart, and therefore your tefillahs will be with more kavanah, and you will be more serious about davening for him, because when you don't really know a person, or you don't see his pain and suffering, and you don't identify with him, it's only a name. It's another name. But if you visit a person, and you see his pain, and it touches your heart, then your tefillahs would be more with more sincerity and more kavana, and therefore that is part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. It is definitely part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. That is what we learn in the Rambam. But from the Torah we learn it is the essence of Bikur Cholim. And the Ramban and the Ramo both say, if you do Bikur Cholim and you didn't daven for the person, then you were not mekayim the mitzvah. And this is something which is very important to teach people, because most people aren't aware of this. And sometimes people go to great extremes. Sometimes they will fly from one continent to the other to come and be mevaka acholah. And if you didn't daven for him, lo kiyam mitzvah zu, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. You made a person happy. And making a person happy is always a mitzvah. So it definitely would be gimelas chasodim. But the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, if you didn't daven, then you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. And I think it's clear from the Ramban and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo and the Tur, it's not about davening for him later. Davening for him later is a mitzvah. That is a mitzvah we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a mitzvah we learn from Sefer Tehillim, Usvilos Yelchei Kitoshuv. But in Bikur Cholim, you need to daven for him there and then. So you don't have to put on a garotel, and you don't have to start chuckling and give him a bad feeling that you're davening right here and now. But yes, you say a tefillah, and you do not have to verbalize that tefillah. You know, there's a mishnah in Brochas Daf Tezvov, a machlokes tanuim by tefillas amida or by kriya shema and tzorach lo hoitzi b'svosov. But tefillah al hachoyle doesn't necessarily need to be hoitzi b'svosov. But you need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you do Bikur Cholim, right there and then. Before Nafshe L'Cholim, you need to daven. So I quoted the Rambam, and the Rambam is based on a Gemara in a Dorm Daf Mem. Kol she'ein ha'mavak ha'zachoyle kilu shoifach damim. And that is very harsh language. So when you are mavak ha'zachoyle, it's a great mitzvah. And the mitzvah is kofol v'mechupal. It's gemilas chasodim. You give him a good feeling. You give him chizek. Noit lechod meshishim. And you daven for him. But why, if you're not mevake esecholah, reizik eshoifach damim? So, lecha oira, Chazal dibru beloshen hafloge. And many sources in Shas, we find that Chazal sometimes use exaggerated language, and dibru beloshen hafloge. And we find that in the Gemara and the Rishonim, it's no pel at all. But the Chsam Sofer says, asheine pshat bederech pilpul. So the Chsam Sofer in the Chidushim in a dorm daf lamites has a havraka, a spark of genius. The Chsam Sofer says, why emeinu mevak ha'chol harezek eshoifach damim? So the Chsam Sofer brings in the name of mikubolim. I don't know where the source is. When you daven for a chol and you mention his name, it could also be ma'orer midas adin. I don't know what the source is, and the Chsam Sofer doesn't bring a source. Aval namonam aleinu devorev. If the Chsam Sofer says that's the way it is, then that's the way it is. So the Chsam Sofer says, when you daven for a chole, you should mention his name. But mentioning the name of a chole could also be ma'orer midas adin. And the Safri says, and our posik Moshe Rabbeinu keil nor afon olah mekan shemispar lachoyle ein sorach lahaski yoshemoi. That is what Chazal says. However, the Ramon Simchin Lamedei brings from the Truma Sedeshin that when the Gemara says, when Chazal say ein sorach lahaskir eshemoi, that is only befonov. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened on Miriam, it was before Neho. She was present. So there are more quotes from the Maharil, not through Mesedeshin, but rather the Maharil. There are more quotes to Maharil. When Chazal say, Amaspara l'choyle ein sorach lahazki yishamoy, that is only befonov. So the Chassam Sofer says, if you go and you do b'kecholim, then you don't have to mention the name. So you're ma'oyrer only midas arachamim without a drop of midas adin. However, if you don't go Lavakir Sechoyle and you're going to daven not in his presence, you need to mention his name. And then there is also a Soidus of Midas Adin, and therefore Harezek is Shoifer Domim. Well, how do we understand this some Soifer? So whenever you daven an Achoyle, not in his presence, you're a Shoifer Domim. So maybe it would be better not to be Spalal Achoyle at all if it's Shoifer Domim. No, that's a terrible mistake because the Rachamim Yerma Oyder far, far outweighs the Midas Adin, and that's why we have a Mitzvah Lispar al-Lachayla. So I think the Chassam Sofer's Pshat is this. But if you could say that same Tefillah in his presence, and you say that very same Tefillah without visiting him, when it is Biyad Cholevakroy, when you could come to visit him, then if it's not in his presence, you need to mention the name, and then Yerma Oyder Midas Adin. So it would be far better to say that same tefillah in his presence without mentioning his name, and therefore, harezek shofer damim. Well, it's a beautiful pshat. Rochek min pshat, but bederech drash, it's a sheine pshat. So, pashtus advorim, Chazal say beloshen hafloga. Because when you visit a chayla, and you daven for him, your tefillahs would be with far greater kavanah. And you give him chizik, and you make him happy. And especially when we're dealing with the Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, Chazal saw so much importance in Yisuv Edaita, just making a Chole feel better, being mechazik his spirit, being mechazik his mood and his morale means so much to a Chole, especially a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona. And therefore, if you refrain from visiting a Chole from the great mitzvah of Bikur Chole, Chazal say B'Derech HaFloga, Shahar Reize, so we also find the Mama Chazal, how important it is to daven for others. On the other hand, in Bereishis Rabba, Parshanun Gimel, Chazal say, Yofet Tfilah Zachoyla mitfilosan shalachayim. The tefillah of those that need the rachamim are more valid and have more power than the tefillahs of others. And pashtus, it is only because we may never feel another person's pain the way he feels it. So many years ago, when the Imre Chaim, the Vision of Tzereba, was nostalgic, I don't remember exactly when that was. I have a problem with dates and years in my memory. But when the Imre Chaim was nostalgic, and his son, the Vision of Tzereba, Rab Motele, who is a Zokin Muflag and a Tzadik Nizgav, and he lives in Muncie in America. I think he's almost 100 years old. And Amatala was a big Tzadik going way back then, and he came to the Kloisenberg Rebbe, to Moiri Verabi, and he told the sons of Kloisenberg Rebbe, my father passed away, and I've become a Rebbe, and I need to take Vitlach, and I don't have an inkling what the Kavonas are. So what do I have to have in mind when people come to ask for Yeshuas and they give me kvitlach? So the Kloisei Mogareba says, you need not to have any special kavonis. But when you hear a Yiddish etzora, whether it's in Gesund, whether in some Panos, or whether it's in any other realm, and you feel the pain as if it would be your family, then you could take kvitlach. Then your brochas will have power. Then your brochas will be valid. So that's a profound, profound statement. But bo'oymek hadvorim, we can never feel another person's pain as it would be our pain. Yes, if you're sensitive and you have a lot of Ahavas Yisrael, you feel other people's pain. Woe is to the Jew that cannot feel other people's pain, and you take it to heart. But you can never feel another person's Torah the way he feels it. And therefore, Kol Hashem Lenish Bereilev. And that is why Chazal say that Tfilos Shel Achoyle is more valid and it has more power than the Tfilah of others. However, the Poiskim are Machalak. Sometimes Achoyle is in so much pain and desperation, Shedatoy Miturefes Olav, and he can't properly daven, especially when you're suffering. And pain could really drain a person emotionally, spiritually, physically. And that is why it is so important to daven for others, because sometimes those that are in extreme suffering and pain and distress or stress cannot daven for themselves. But if a chole could daven for himself, Chazal say that his tefillahs are more powerful and more valid than any other. So on Brochas Daf Hayomid Beis, the Gemara tells about Rabbi Yochanan that had a Shas Tzorah, and he said, Ein chovish mater atzmoy mebeisu asurin. So he asked others to give him chizuk. So the Sefer Hasidim, in that same source that I quoted at the beginning of the Shia, Tov Shin Nun Gimel, in that paragraph in which the Sefer Hasidim says, it's a mitzvah to be mespalal al acholim, and he quotes the posuk in Tehillim, Vani b'chaloisam, levushi sak, v'svilosi al cheki soshu. The Sefer Hasidim writes that others need to daven for a chole because ein chovish masar atzmoy mebeisa asurim. And the Maral and Gur Arya argues it has nothing to do with ein chovish matar atzmoy mebeisa asurim. When Chazal say ein chovish matar atzmoy mebeisa asurim, it is not bederech tfilo. It is bederech gzeiro. Tzadik goyzer, v'kodesh baruch hu mekayim. So a tzadik cannot be goyzer on his own personal needs. He could be goyzer on the needs of others. But when we're dealing with tefillah, the Maral says, has nothing to do with ein chovish matar atzmoy mebeisa asurim, because when a person daven, it's not he that is letting himself out of prison. He's just pleading with the Sar Beis HaZoyer. He's pleading with the chief. He's davening to a Kodesh Baruch, and a Kodesh Baruch who is the one that should salvage him and save him and send him a refuah shleima. So the Maral says that has nothing to do with Divrei Chazal and Brochas Daf Hei Ein Chovish Matar Atzmoy Mebeisu Asurim. However, the Sefer Hasidim does seem to indicate that even regarding tefillah, it is always better when others daven for us because Ein Chovish Matar Atzmoy Mebeisu Asurim. But in Rav sources, the majority of sources, I think it depends. When a chole could properly daven, his tefillahs are more powerful than anyone else's. But sometimes the chole himself, or when a person has an other tzora, and he doesn't have the yeshuva das, and that is when he desperately needs the tefillahs of others, and therefore the tremendous mitzvah of davening for others. And it is also a zgula, because Chazal say, and I think that is based on the concept of mida keneged mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us the way we treat others. So when a person davens for another person, and he proves that he cares about that other person, and he feels that other person's pain, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about him. And mida keneged mida, there is a hisoiris of midas harachamim on the person that davens, and hu shiomru chachomim hamispalel ba'at chaveroi v'hu tzorech liyosadova hu neeno tchilot. So everything we set up to this point is about the chiyuv and the mitzvah to daven for others, and especially al hacholim. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu did with Miriam. That is what David the Melech did with others, and it is from them that we learn that there is a mitzvah as paral al acholim. And that refers to every person, kotan v'godol. And as we proved from Divrei HaPoskim, that is the essence, or at least part, of the mitzvah of bikur cholim. When you're mavake cholim, yevakesh ulav rachamim v'yeitze. But we also find another halach in bova basra kuf te zayin omed alev. And it is from here that we see There's a special zgula. Yelech etzel chochem v'yevakesh olav rachamim. Go to Chachmi Yisrael. Go to Gedol Yisrael. Go to Talmid HaChachomim. Yelech etzel chochem v'yevakesh olav rachamim. So the Meiri is very interesting. And the Meiri always has very original interpretations, which many cases we do not find in any other of the Rishonim. There are very many Yesoides and Pshotim that we find in the Meiri, which we do not find in other sources. So the Meiri there, in Bava Basa Kufte Zayin Amad Aleph, the Meiri says, Yelech etzel chochem v'yilmed mimeno eich levakesh rachamim. So it's not that Yelech etzel chochem and ask him to daven. He should teach you how to properly daven. How to daven, what the proper kavona should be, what the essence of tefillah is. So Yelech etzel chochem, and he should learn from him. So maybe the diuk of the Meiri is Yelech etzel chochem. In Chazal, we find the concept of Baal Maisa. Chazal say, Reb Chanina ben Doisa Baal Maisa. Baal Maisa is what we would call a tzaddik. Every great Talmud Chochem should be a tzaddik. That is the way it should be. And Gedol Yisrael were all tzaddikim. If you're not a tzaddik, you can't be a gadol. But in its essential definition, a Chochem is a Chochem. And a tzaddik is a tzaddik. And Chazal called tzaddikim a Baal Maisa. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa was a Baal Maisa. This is an interesting comment. I don't mean to say that he wasn't a Lamden. No, Chas v'Sholom. He was a Tana. So obviously he was a Lamden. However, factually, in the entire Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi, there's not one halachic mamar from Reb Chanina ben Doisa. None. We have no halacha whatsoever that Reb Chanina ben Doisa was Mechadish. What do we have about Reb Chanina ben Doisa? Oh, unbelievable stories. Oysis and Moifsim. No Rebbe in the past 200 years could compare to Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Maybe the Baal Shem Tov. I don't know. But there's so many Moifsim and Brochas Lamed Daled and Asaf Masechet Tanis. Wherever there were Tzoras, they brought Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa, Chazal defined him as Sechet Ove. He says, a Baal Maisa. So the Gemara says, Yelech Etzel Chochem V'yavakesh Olav Rachamim. So if the Chochem is supposed to daven, why wouldn't Chazal say, Yelech Etzel Tzadik V'yavakesh Olav Rachamim, Yelech Etzel Baal Maisa? There's an amazing Quran in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph in the Sugya of Kvoid Raboy. The Ran is Mesupik, do we need to give respect to a Baal Maisa? To a Tzadik? Is there a din of Kvoid for a Tzadik? Because the Gemara says, Zokin Zeshakon HaChochma. You need to stand up for a Talmud Chochem. You need to respect the Talmud Chochem. And then An asks, how about a tzaddik that is not known to be a major Talmud Chochem? Do we need to stand up when he comes into the shul? Well, for Hasidim, that wouldn't be no Shaila at all. But the An asks this question. And the An says, of course, Talmud Godel Shetalmud Meviradei Maisa. That's the Gemara Sof Perek Hamad condition. So if you need to stand up for a Talmud Chochem, Kal V'Chomer, you have to stand up for a tzaddik. If the Gemara says Talmud Godel Shetalmud Meviradei Maisa, then wouldn't it go without saying that a Baal Maisa is at least as important as a Chochem? A Chochem is the Baal Talmud, the Talmud Godel Shetalmud Meviradei Maisa. So the Ran says, so why don't we find in the Gemara that you need to get up and stand up and respect a Baal Maisa? The Chazal. The Ran says an amazing teretz. How would we ever know who's a Baal Maisa? How would we ever know? You know, people could pretend, Chas v'Sholem, but we don't have a yardstick to determine who's a tzaddik. We definitely could know who's a Talmud Chacham. You know, talk to him in learning. Come to his shir. Learn his farm. I don't know. But we have a yardstick. We have the method to determine who's a Chacham. But how would you determine who's a tzaddik? And therefore, we find no halacha that how you have to treat a tzaddik. But essentially, the Ran says, Advorm kal v'choyma, Talmud Godel Shetalmud Meviradei Maisa. So if you need to stand up for a Talmud Chochem, kal v'choyma for a tzaddik. So coming back to the Gemara on Bava Basa, Kufte Zayin. Yelech etzel chochem v'yavakesh olav rachmim. So the Meiri says, Yelech etzel chochem v'yilmad eich levakesh rachmim. Yelech etzel chochem, and then you are the one, Yevakesh olav rachmim, on that choyle. But the Meiri is a Yochid. And all the other Rishonim say, Pashtas HaGemura, Yele Chetzel Chochem, Yevakesh Olav Rachamim. And then Amuki Yosef has a very interesting addition. So the Namuki Yosef brings, Minag Betzorfas, Mishi Yeshloi Choyle Betrich, Beisai, Choyle Chetzel Toifis Yeshiva. Toifis Yeshiva. You go to the Rosh Yeshiva. Vyevakesh Memeno Yishiyevorcheno. So, Two chidushim you find in the Namuki Yosef. One is, you go to a Rosh Hashiva, not Stam HaChochem. Maybe it is the Koyach HaTorah, and the Koyach of Talmud Torah Derabim, and the Koyach of Arbotzes Torah that gives his tefillas and his brochas added value. So the Loshon of the Namuki Yosef is that the Minig in Sarfa says, Mi sheyesh lo chas v'sholem choyle b'toich beisai, choyle chetzel toifes yeshiva, and he asks for a brocha. And that is something we do not find in the Gemara. And the Gemara is Yerech Etzel Chochem V'Yavakesh Ulav Rachamim, and the formulation of the Meiri is asking a brocha. So what is the first source that Tzaddikim could give brochas? Heyei brocha. Rashi writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu a koyach that you should be able to give brochas. And Avraham passed that koyach over to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak Yankim. And Rabbeinu Bachya writes, and from Yankim it went to all the tzaddikim throughout the generations. So we do find that Chachamim and tzaddikim could give brachas. But what the Gemara says in Bava Basa Kuf Tezayin is Yevakesh Olav Rachamim, and the Namuki Yosef said that the minig is that we ask brachas. I think every bracha is somewhat related to tefillah. When you ask a godel or a tzaddik to give a brocha, essentially what he does is he's davening to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's davening a Kodesh Baruch Hu that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should bench you. And it is similar to Birchas Koyanim that we learned just last week in the Parsha, in Parshas Nosei, V'somo Shumi al Bnei Yisrael V'ani Avorchem. When the Koyanim give a brocha, it is a Kodesh Baruch Hu that is benching Klal Yisrael al Yedei Avodav HaKoyanim. So it is the same when a tzaddik gives a brocha, and he is essentially turning to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give a brocha to this person. So the brocha and the tefillah are two sides of the same coin, and they're intertwined. And so on the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Yavakesh Olav Rachamim, the Namuki Yosef brings Minek Tzorfas, then in Tzorfas, they go to a Toifis Yeshiva, and obviously, there is some added value to a Toifis Yeshiva and a Marbetz Torah who has Talmidim, because that is the Koyach of Talmud Torah der Rabim. So regarding brochas of tzaddikim and tefillas of tzaddikim, 200 years ago in Galicia, there was a huge controversy. The Belzer Rav, Reb Sholem Belzer, was the first tzaddik in the Shoshelis, in the dynasty of Belz, was spending a Shabbos in Brod, and Zlotchev is not far from Brod. And as Lachev, there was a Choyle Shiesh by Sakona, and he heard that the Belzerov is not far, he's in Brod, so he asked that somebody should write a kvittel, and they should send the kvittel over to the Belzerov, and it was Shabbos. And the Rav of the community said that they should bring a goy, an Amir Lenoch Rishvus, and the goy should write a kvittel, and he should take a wagon. And, well, they didn't have cars 200 years ago in Galicia, but it was one Isser of Koisav al Yedei Goy and another Isser of Chutz L'Tchum, and he sent the kvittel to the Belzerov. And when Reb Shloime Kluger, in the middle of the week, a few days later, heard about that story, he waged total war against that Rav, and he passed him from being a Rav until the end of his days. Reb Shloime Kluger was a big kanoi. And we find the Chuvin Tuv Tam Vidas, and Madura Hey, in the fifth Chelexim in Reish Lamites, we find a very angry Chuvin from Reb Shloime Kluger, and he says that Rav that gave that awful psak is possible to be a Rav till the end of his days. And the Shoyle Meishev, Rabbi Yosef Shul Natanzon, and they were the two greatest poskim in Galicia in those days, the Shoyle Meishev and Reb Shloime Kluger, and they both said, he cannot be a Rav, that's an awful psak. However, not everybody agrees with that assumption. And in Eishel Avrom, in Siman Shin Chof Chesif Yud Zayin, he writes that a person that is a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakonet, and he asks for a messenger to be sent, and to bring his brother or other family members over to visit him, or they should send a messenger to a tzaddik, should daven for him, tzorachiyun. The Eish Avraham writes tzorachiyun. It's not a milsa de pshita that it's also, that's what the Eish Avraham writes. And the Eish Avraham was a chosid on one hand. He was a chosid of the Bar Dichava. And he was also one of the Gedolim, the Bechot Sherov, and his forum of everybody uses the Eish Avraham. Kaf HaChaim, in Shin Vav, brings a similar psak in the name of Pesach HaDvir, who was one of the earlier Gedolim in Germany. And the Pesach HaDvir brings a similar psak, and he writes, Ein Beze Nidnud Isur. So in my opinion, it all depends. If a person is a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, and that is what he asks us to do, of course we could do it, because that's Yesu V'Daita. That is Yesu V'Daita. And the Gemara says, Shabbos Kuf Chof Ches, for Yesu V'Daita, we're Mechalal Shabbos even with the Dioraisa. And in the Zlotch of his story, was merely a Derabbanan. A Derabbanan, of course we would be matter, even a Dioraisa were matter, Madlikin Asaner, for Yesu V'Daita. And if the person really believes in the brochas of tzaddikim, and to him it means so much that a tzaddik should daven for him, of course I would be matyo. So there's a tshuva in Shulam Eishev, which to me is quite amazing, because the Shulam Eishev agreed with Reb Shlomo Kluger against that rav, but on the other hand, there's a tshuva in Shulam Eishev, and the Shulam Eishev deals with a case in which a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona asked that somebody should be sent chutz l'tchum to ask his family members to come visit him because he wants to see them before his demise, before he passed away. And the Shoel HaMeishav paskens that it's mutar, mishum yesu v'daita. So to bring visitors is mutar, and to ask a tzaddik to daven would not be mitar, mehecha teisa. So, what I think is this. If the chayla is not lucid, or he's unconscious, and somebody else wants to send someone chutz l'tchum to a tzaddik, he should daven for him, that would not be mitzvah. But if it is the wish of the choyle himself, then it's yesu v'daita. If it's yesu v'daita, of course we would be meikel. So I think this controversy is not so clear to me, and my psak would be, if anyone else wants to send a messenger to the tzaddik chutz l'tchum, I would say that has no heter. But if it's the choyle himself, and according to all the tshuvas, the story in Zlotchev, it was the request of the choyle. So what was Reb Shlomo Kluger so angry about? That's mamish, a classical case of Yesu V'Daita. And Yesu V'Daita is the Choshavis. So I gave many psokim based on Yesu V'Daita. And in reality, sometimes I say, and I apologize, if I would be 900 years ago, I would say this and that. But I know that I'm here, right here with you now, not 900 years ago. So, what does the Gemara talk about in the sugya of Yesu V'Daita? A blind Yoledes. Obviously, she wasn't totally blind, but she had extremely impaired vision. And she feels that it's too dark in the room, and she's afraid. And she asks, put on the lights, we need more light. So the midwife and the doctors all say, there's no need for additional light. There is sufficient light, we can do our job. But if she is afraid and she thinks it's too dark, then we put on the light. And that is Mishum Yesu V'Daita. When a choyle is in stress, it could endanger his life. And therefore, even though objectively speaking, there is no need for additional light, there's enough light in the room. But if the Yoledes thinks that it's too dark, then we put on light. That is the only source we have in the Gemara regarding Yesu V'Daita. So in my opinion, I would think that this rule applies only to a Yoledes and not to any other Cholish Yesh Misakona. Why? Because a Yoledes has a job to do. She has a job to do. And if she's going to panic, then childbirth will be far more complicated and far more mesukin. So keeping her calm and her serenity is important to the well-being of the yeledes and of the baby that we have to deliver. Because if yeledes is in panic, it complicates matters. But another cholei sheyesh b'sekana, who says yesuva daita, makes a difference. But the Rashba and the Chuvis and all the other poskim say yesuva daita is a general rule in the entire spectrum of cholei sheyesh b'sekana, not only yeledes. Question number two. If the only source is the story with the yeledes, I would argue that yesuva daita is only when it has to do with medicine. When the cholei is afraid that he's not being treated properly, the cholei feels that he's not being taken care of, but yesuva daita that has nothing to do with his medical condition, with the treatment he's getting, who says that is also enough to permit Chilul Shabbos. So a cholei has requests, but they have nothing to do with his treatment, nothing to do with his medical situation. He wants to see his family. He wants a bracha from a tzaddik who says that would also be included in yesuva daita. But the poskim once again broaden the spectrum of yesuva daita, and anything the cholei really feels that he needs is included in yesuva daita. So why wouldn't the bracha from a tzaddik be included in yesuva daita? So once again, my opinion would be, if this request is not the cholei's request, but other family members or friends, and they believe in a bracha of a tzaddik, there is no heter even to violate the shvus. But if the cholei needs it, from his totally subjective opinion, and he believes in a tzaddik, we don't think he's such a great tzaddik at all. But who are we to say? And if we're dealing with yesuva daita, it depends on his tzaddik, not on our tzaddik. You know, everybody has his tzaddik. In our generation, everybody also has his gadol. Your gadol is not my gadol, my gadol is not your gadol. Everybody has his gadol and his tzaddik and his... So, but if this halacha is based on yesuva daita, it's totally irrelevant what you think. If this is what he feels he needs, and therefore that would be mutar. So the Berke Yosef, and this is an amazing Berke Yosef, Or Chaim Shin Aleph, Yoredei Reish Tzadik, Shalosh Tshuvos Chaim Shor Chelik Beisim and Lamed Ches, and once again in Kisei Rachamim, and that is a perish of the Chidu on Mesechet Soifrim, he brings that Rabbeinu Peretz, Kabbalah B'Yudeinu, that Rabbeinu Peretz from Balei Tosis wrote a Kameya on Shabbos. He wrote a Kameya, and that is a Malocha D'Uraisa for a Cholei Sheyesh B'Sekana. Rabbeinu Peretz Mebalei HaToses, and the Rama agreed to write the Kameya. So in the Birkei Yosef, and the Kaf HaChaim brings it that some generations before his time, writes the Chido, that a great tzaddik wrote a Kameya on Shabbos for Cholei Sheyesh B'Sekana. He doesn't say who it was. But Reb Chaim Palagi, in Sefer Refuah V'Chaim Tshuvos, writes that it was Reb Sholem Shabazi wrote a Kameya on Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Peretz Miyamei Balei HaToses and Reb Sholem Shabazi 300 years ago wrote Kameyas on Shabbos Kodesh for Cholei Sheyesh B'Sekana. But that has nothing to do with the question, could we send a messenger to a tzaddik to give a brocha? Because in Shabbos Samechei, there's a sugya of Kameya. And we find in the Gemara that a Kameya Mumcha is valid. So the Gemara doesn't deal anywhere about writing a Kameya on Shabbos. The question the Gemara deals with is walking out with a Kameya from Rishus Yuch to Rishus Arabim. Dalad Amas Rishus Arabim. And the Gemara differentiates between a Kameya Mumcha and a Kameya Sheni Mumcha. So all we learn from the Gemara is that it has a din of a Tachshit and not a Masa. But the Gemara doesn't deal, are you allowed to be Mechana Shabbos? But if we find the concept of Kameya Mumcha, then it would be included in Pikuach Nefesh. So it's no wonder that the Chido brings that the Balei HaToses and the Rishonim permitted, were Mati writing a Kameya on Shabbos. But we're dealing Chilul Shabbos to have a Tzadik Daven. So the Maharsham, and this is an amazing tshiva, which I don't really understand. It's a bit strange. and the Maharsham, Chelek Gimel Siman Resh Chof Hei, brings the story of Reb Shonam Belzer, that the Rav from Zlachev sent someone chutz l'tchum to give a kvittel for Reb Shonam Belzer. And the Maharsham writes that he heard that when the messenger came to Reb Shonam Belzer, he was really distressed. And the Belzerov said, now I must be Poyel Yeshua, because otherwise it would be a Chilul Shabbos. I don't understand. Safik Pekuach Nefesh Doiches HaShabbos, and if a doctor is Mechal HaShabbos, and Lo Aleinu, the Refuah doesn't work, and the person passes away, so it's Chilul Shabbos Lamefreya. The heter of Pikuach Nefesh has nothing to do with the result, has nothing to do with the outcome. As long as it has a chance of succeeding, even a remote chance, Safek Pikuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos, Svek Sveika Derech HaShabbos. So why did the Belzerov said, oh, now I have a problem. Now I need to be Poyel Yeshua. I don't understand. And to save a Jewish life is less important than to save Chilul Shabbos. Pekuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. So why was he more pressurized because this kvittel came from Chutz L'Tchum? I don't understand. I mean, Pekuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. So Pekuach Nefesh is more important than Shabbos. So why wasn't he in that same pressure that the tefillah and the refuah should be neskabel just to save a person's life? Why did he feel he needs to do more? Because otherwise it would be Chilul Shabbos. First of all, it wouldn't be Chilul Shabbos. Whether the tefillah is neskabel or not, it wouldn't be Chilul Shabbos. And even if it would be, but saving a person's life is more important than Shabbos. So therefore, I don't really understand the story. It's difficult to grasp. But that is what the Masham brings, that is what he heard. Chassidus Shemaisis, not always do we have the proper interpretation in Halacha. So one additional question before we go over to the second part of this year. So the entire shiur today was about Tefillah ala Cholim. Where are the sources that we should daven for Cholim? How important it is to daven for a Cholim. And it is an integral part of the mitzvah of Birkei Cholim and related questions. So the Ran in the Dorm Daf Mem writes a gevaldige chiddush, and he says sometimes when kolo kol kitzen and there's no longer any hope and the choyle is in extreme suffering, we should daven for his demise. That is what the Ran says in the Dorm Daf Mem. And the Yoruch Shulchan Shin Lamed Hey Siv Gimel brings this Ran, and I wonder why he brings that on. And to me, it's a big pale on the Oruch Shulchan. I'm a big chosid of the Oruch Shulchan. And as people that hear my shiur for some time, you probably noticed. In Lomdish Shiurim, I quote him less, but I give a shiur Shabbos afternoon in my shul Aluch HaLamais, and I quote him a great deal. I'm a big chosid of the Oruch Shulchan. But here, I wonder, why would he bring a halacha that's not brought in the Bis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramon, the Magen Avraham, in the Taz, especially when it's a strange halacha? It's not minag beis Yisroel that we daven a Kodesh Baruch Hu should take the life of a person. V'lani es daiti, never should we daven for a person's demise. We always daven a Kodesh Baruch Hu should send a refuah, even when a refuah is extremely unlikely. Hu shom ruch hachom ha mefilo cherev chadu benachas al savoro shalodom al yasei shatzmai min harachamim. So some people ask, but there's no longer any chance. That is the essence of Emunah v'Betochen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not encumbered by physics, by biology, by medicine. Might seem unlikely, but it's always possible. And you always are entitled to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send refuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do with your tefillah ketov b'yeinav. So the Ran does write, and the Ran has a source. Amsei the Rebbe, in Ksuvas Daf Kuv Dalet. So this is a very lengthy description. Nowhere in Bavli or in Yerushalmi is there such a detailed and moving description of the stalkas of a tzaddik, of a godel, as Ashkaftei the Rebbe, which is told in Ksuvas Daf Kuv Gimel. Goes on for an entire blot, Kuv Gimel and Kuv Dalet. And the Gemara says, The angels from above and the Talmidim, Chacham Yisrael down here, were struggling. And they were struggling and fighting for Aron Bris Hashem, for Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And Amsei the Rebbe, who was a maid in the house, and she saw Rebbe suffering, and she davened and she said, Yehi Rotzon, Shienatzchu Er Elim Esa Metzoikim. And after she davened, and the Chachamim were still davening for the Refuah Shleimah. So she broke a kli, and everybody was quiet for a moment, and in that split second, at that moment, Nitzchu Er Elim Esa Metzoikim V'Nishba Aroinu Elokim. So the Ran says, Amsei the Rebbe davened for Rebbe Sestalkus. And that is the raya of the Ran, that sometimes we should daven, a person should pass away. But the Rosh in Adorim Daf Mem has a different interpretation in the Gemara. And no other Rishon, and none of the Pais can bring this halacha. So, who am I to argue against the Ran? I'm not arguing against the Ran. I'm just saying why the Rosh and all the other Rishonim didn't bring this raya. Who says we could bring a raya from Amsei the Rebbe? She was a maid. She was a simple woman. And the Gemara says beferish that the Chachamim were davening. What were they davening for? Erefua Shalema. And that's why he didn't pass away till she broke a kli and everybody was silent and then he passed away. So one could be miyashiv deran because the Chachamim were in shul and they didn't see his suffering. She saw his suffering. But on the other hand, she wasn't a good lador. She was a maid. So who says we should learn halachas from Amsei the Rebbe? So others would say, but if it's improper, then why do Chazal say it? But Chazal don't necessarily say it, we should learn halacha from Amsei the Rebbe. That's the story. It's a moving story. So anyway, yes, the Ran says, in extreme cases, we should have and a person should pass away. And I say, this halacha is not brought in the Bis Yosef, nor in the Rambam, in any other Rishon. Not in the Bis Yosef, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the Ramo, it's not in the Taz, it's not in the Shach. No major Pesach quotes this Ran. They all learn Nedorim, they all were aware of the Ran. As kanirah she'ein halacha kedivrei Ran velo kedivrei Aruch HaShulchan, that brings the Ran. And I think that Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Choshem mishpot chelek dalet simen ayin dalet. So the Moshe says that the Ran is not noig bizman hazeh. Why not? In those days, hundreds of years ago, Chachmi Yisrael knew when there's a chance that tefillas will mean a skabel and when not. So when there's no longer a chance, it would be at a full shalemi, you could daven that a person should pass away. But that is above and beyond our hasugas. We don't know. So we should always daven for a full shalemi. That's a big doichak. That's a big doichak. In Brochas Daf Lamed Daled, Chazal say, Reb Chanina ben Doisa said, Im tfilos es gura befi, yodei anishim eskabelas. V'mein tfilos es gura befi, yodei anishim eturefes. There were only Yechidim that knew when tfilos are eskabel and when not. And that was Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Who says they all knew? What? In the days of the Ran, they knew when there's a chance, there should be a refuah shleima, when there's no longer a chance. Probably we know better than they know, because medicine is far more advanced. And today, sometimes doctors could definitively say there's no way back. And probably we know today more than they knew in those days. However, the dati, the fact that from the Ran till the Aruch HaShulchan, nobody brings this halacha means, Ein halacha kemoisai. So never should we daven a person should pass away. We could daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away his yisurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yismal olav rachamim. We should always daven for a refuah shleima even when it seems extremely unlikely and remote. Hayad Hashem tiktzar, but we should never daven l'aniyas da'ati for a person's demise. Rav Moshe in that same tshuva writes another big chiddush, and he writes, if we are entitled to daven a person should pass away, we could learn from here that in those situations, there's no longer a mitzvah to do a shtadlis lefakeach nafshoi. because the Moshe sees a contradiction. On one hand, you need to do a shtadlis to save him. On the other hand, you daven he should die. And I say, it's not a contradiction at all. It's not a stira at all. Atzolas nefoshes is a chiyuv. Koloid nafshei boy. We need to do everything we can. Lefakech es nefesh. Tefillah has other principles. Mima nafshach. If a Kodesh Boko doesn't want him to die, then you definitely wouldn't be Makabala or Tfilis that a person should die. So I don't think we could learn any halacha from this Ran. And contrary to what Rav Moshe says, if you're entitled to daven for his demise, then you don't have to do any shtadlus to save his life. And I say, lav ho b'chol talia. So we should always daven in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shomea Tfilis Kol Peh, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should always fulfill all our tfilis for Rafuas and Yeshuas and all the other tfilis that we have. But the most important thing is, Vani b'chaloi som levushi sach. Just, you need to feel the pain and the suffering of your fellow Jews. And I told the story of Rav Moshe Levishnitzer and the Kloiser Moger Rebbe. And the great Kloiser Moger Rebbe says, if you feel other people's pain as if they're your pain and your suffering, then your bruchas will have a koyach and significance. So many times I told the story of Rav Moshe Leib Sassover. Talmid HaGadol Shel Hanoyim Al HaMelech, Rabbi HaMelech Minujansk. So Rav Moshe Leib Sassover said that the essence of Yohavto L'Reachu K'moicho, he learned from a goy. Might sound strange to some, but that is one of the yesodos that the Baal Shem Tov taught his Talmidim. Everything you see, everything you hear, everything you experience is Min HaShemayim, and everything comes to teach you something. And you need to delve into the depth of your experiences and to examine and try to understand what is the lesson this experience comes to convey to me. So the Baal Shem Tov taught us, Talmidim, whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you experience, nothing is incidental. Everything comes to teach you something. So it's no wonder that Rav Moshe Leib Sassover said, I learned Avos Yisrael from a goy. I was once walking in the marketplace, and I overhear two people, Mr. Jack and Mr. Jim. Mr. A and Mr. B. I don't say Mr. Aleph and Mr. Beis because they're not Mebnei Amenu. They don't deserve the Aleph and the Beis. So Mr. A asks Mr. B, do you love me? And Mr. B responds and he says, aren't you ashamed to ask such an outrageous question? We're the best of friends for 20 years. Of course I love you. So Mr. A asks Mr. B, so could you please tell me what hurts me? And Mr. B is taken aback and he said, but you didn't tell me. How would I know? And Mr. asks, did you inquire? Are you really interested in knowing what hurts me? Do you really care? Why didn't you ask? So the Moshe Leib Sassover said, I learned the essence of Yohavtu L'Rayachu K'moichu. How do you dare to say you love another person if you don't even know what hurts him? How could you dare to say you love another Yid if you don't even know what hurts me? Mr. A asked Mr. B, how could you say I love me if you don't know what hurts me? You didn't tell me, but you didn't ask. You don't really care. You don't really want to know. And that is the essence of Ahavas Leim, to feel another person's pain, to feel a suffering, and try to do your utmost to alleviate that pain. In tefillah, in ishtadlis, and any other means that you have. So David HaMelech says in Kapitel Dalet in Tehillim, Nosato simcho belibi, me'ez degonon v'siroi shamrobu. So on one hand, in Kapitel Lamed Hei, David HaMelech says, V'ani b'chaloi sam levu shisak, v'tvilos yelchei kitoshuv. And in Kapitel Dalet, he deals with the well-being and the success and the abundance that other people have. And David HaMelech, the Eben Ezra says, gives thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he thanks the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that you gave me this tchuna, that I am overcome with joy when I see others' success and their hatzlocha. But David HaMelech is talking about his adversaries. To be happy with Atzloch of your adversaries, of your enemies, you got to be David HaMelech. That's a gewaldige madrege. So David HaMelech says, Notatul tzimcha libi, be'ez degonam v'seroi shem robo, and he's talking not about his friends, about his enemies. And that was the heart of David Melech Yisrael. Liboy Lev Kol Yisrael, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim. So Yerotzon, all our Twitter should be in a skabel, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should stand for Amchu Beis Yisrael, Rafuas and Yeshuas, and Bona Chayim, and Zoyna Ravicha. We should have them for others, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Makabel our Twitter for ourselves and for others, and we should always share Besoides Toivis and Yeshuas and Achomis. And our tefillah should be neskabel, v'akodesh boch yishlach lanu moshiach tzedkeinu b'meiru v'yomeinu. Amen.